This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
35 days. 34 days. Will they be able to stop him?
Before America can be great again, she must be
right
again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You say what you want about Trump. You love him if you're in full panic mode because they know he wants prosperity and they don't want that. I was reading where Obama's going to have this $4 million vacation house. And another multi-million dollar condo. And that's fine. If he earned it, if it's money he actually generated and made. But then he criticizes anybody in Africa that has a car or air conditioning and says they can't have it. And then meanwhile, Rupert Murdoch takes his wife, Jerry Hall, to visit Obama and Michelle at the White House 3 weeks after he schmooze with Donald Trump and Ivanka at Trump Tower. Now let's show the photo. Rupert Murdoch is a true piece of work. And he has gone completely and totally over the side for the globalists. Look at George Washington behind him in that photo. The total opposite of those four humans. The complete difference. Little narcissistic dumbasses they look like compared to Washington. That painting was shortly before Washington died. It's not what George Washington really even looked like, but it's just a completely separate group of people. Honor versus dishonor. Conscious, focused, purpose-driven life and will versus little narcissistic harpies. He just joined us. I think it's pretty devastating that they took out of context a clip where I was saying, I don't know about all this devil worship stuff, but I know Hillary is responsible for these big wars, and she personally, under law, is responsible for the rape and murder and chopping up of children, backing the rebels, and launching the operations in Libya and Syria. And they cut off the back where I say that seconds later. To then sit there and say that I'm going to cost people's lives during the larger report with David Brock's boyfriend. How do you come up with this? How is it David Brock's boyfriend or a former boyfriend of Media Matters that's out to get the free press and out to get us and admits that memos they want to, quote, infiltrate and take down the alternative media, and then in the emails this pizza place is listed out of thousands of emails, so everybody goes and diverts onto that. It's so obvious. But since they want to open this up, I'll just get into Penn State and the Catholic Church and the pedophile rings and the callboy rings in D.C. and Barney Frank. And I guess I should maybe make a documentary about this. Maybe that's the answer, because they really are scared of it. And they do want to use this to try to censor the First Amendment. So I guess I better, in the new year, go ahead and get on down to D.C. and New York and do some poking around, huh? Yeah. They're going to edit tapes and say that I'm trying to get people to go kill folks at that pizza place, which people should leave alone. There's probably nothing going on there. That's why the media focused on it, because there's nothing going on there. Diverting us. Karl Rove trick. You got Dan Rather's got all these documents about Bush, and you just insert a fake one in there. And that's why, day one, I told my crew, long before people were saying, you're covering up Pizzagate, while I'm supposedly the father of it, I've just been trying to clarify this thing. I told my reporters, I said, you're all covering it, and it does look bad. And I said, why'd the media pick this out of all this bombshell stuff? They didn't pick the $65,000 in hot dogs, the succulent, delicious, oh, I can't wait to get some of those hot dogs. They're so good. Are these really as good as you say? Because the last hot dogs weren't that good. Are these male prostitutes really as good as you're saying? And that's what they're saying. 10-year-old could read that and know it. What do you do when you got something like that? Well, you have the New York Times come out and say, off one Reddit person and one tweet, out of thousands going on. Oh, look, it's the pizza place. And then everybody takes the bait, runs to the pizza place. We're forced to cover it. And then they set us up. But see, we got hindsight now, so we know exactly what you did, and we've caught you. We know what you're trying to distract us from, like a mama bird, acting like its wing's broken.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb.
I got some very exciting news from my federal sources. I've got quite a few of them. And they say Loretta Lynch is a rat leaving the sinking ship. She's refusing to do anything Obama or Hillary tells her to try to upset the election. She's come out, obviously, and said that Russia didn't hack us. And she is refusing to try to establish some federal lawsuit against yours truly to try to restrict my free speech. Now, people find that hard to believe. Last year, she came out and said, yes, we've got to do something to shut down hate speech in America and restrict free speech under the Strong Cities UN initiative. There was a firestorm. Congress said they were going to haul her in front of Congress, and she backed off. So Lynch is counting down the days, 34 days from now, we will have president-elect. Now, coming up in the next hour, Obama is set at 2:15 Eastern, 1:15 Central, to give a press conference about Russia. They've been escalating the number of troops going to the Polish-Russian border. They've been escalating the number of troops in some of the other border countries with Russia. former satellites of Russia, former Soviet Union, and they are openly saying that there may be military action. That's the new doctrine of Obama and Hillary, is that if you hit us with a cyber attack from your continental area, from your landmass, we may hit you militarily. And so there's a lot of surprises they may engage in before. They're also talking about a proxy war breaking out between our troops and the Russian troops that are in Syria. And it keeps coming out that Obama is aiding the Al-Qaeda and ISIS rebels. And our own troops are the ones obviously blowing the whistle on that. General Flynn first exposed that 3 years ago. Obama ordered him to step down. But that is a fact. It's come out in congressional hearings. So the incredible crimes of these people are in front of everybody's face now. But what about the big announcement of Facebook officially saying they're going to have a George Soros-run group? This is what was in the WikiLeaks from 3 years ago, that he wanted to have an international group controlled by the UN with his people at the head of it, censoring news and information, just like Europe's already doing. Well, that's now official. Soros Group Snopes and other universities he funds to run it. Soros Finance Group helping Facebook flag disputed stories. Breitbart.com on DrudgeReport.com. Also on DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com article. Facebook empowers far-left group to bury fake news. It's official. Now, here is a Daily Beast article. Did Facebook just kickstart the real Infowar? Again, notice they're all adopting our nomenclature, because our nomenclature is the proper nomenclature, not globalist disinfo political correct vomit gobbledygook to confuse everybody and to break down society, but key language to actually accurately define what's happening. In an effort to combat the spread of fake information, the social media giant is stifling international fake news. Now notice. Everything they're saying is the opposite. They want to stifle their competition. They want to stifle the truth. In an effort to combat the spread of fake information, the social media giant is stifling intentional fake news. Well, like the New York Times running a story that Alec Baldwin was dead at 58 on Monday, where the bot from Google News put the fake news clickbait up. I'm going to have to get rid of the clickbait, even though it's some of the advertising we have to fund things, because it keeps popping fake news up, like Donald Trump says he hates America. And then you go click on it, it's got fake news articles with cutouts with Amy Schumer going, look at this monster. He says he thinks conservatives are dumb and hates them. And then I got to sit there every day. This stuff pops up that I don't control with the third-party advertising. They're the fakes, not us. Oh, but CNN, the New York Times, they won't get in trouble for yellow cake lies and WMD lies and Obamacare lies saying it was free and saying Hillary would win hands down the 97% chance with fake polls. No, none of them get shut down. It's us. And Snopes decides. A lady and her cat. So in an effort to combat the spread of fake information, the social media giant is stifling intentional fake news writers while sparking a fight with people who view such a move as censorship. You view prior restraint as censorship? No, that's what it is by the very definition. And again, I'm so sick of the denial. Last Monday, the EU came out in the biggest move ever, other than Communist China censorship, and said, we order Facebook, Google, Twitter, and hundreds of other major platforms to censor the alt-right, and they regurgitated the list the Washington Post put out and then had to retract a few days later, saying we're Russian agents and this is all fake news. Do you understand the lawsuit you're going to be in when you've got such a bad record of telling the truth, mainstream media, and you're going to have us censored, and then I'm going to have a jury in the lawsuit, and my lawyers are going to put on all the lies you've told, the WikiLeaks emails where you're premeditatedly saying we're going to lie to the public and deceive the public and keep them in the dark and keep them desperate. All this creepy criminal speak that's undeniable. And then we're going to sit here when you say our pizza story is fake and then it's not our story and you've edited tapes of me talking about other stuff. You're going to lose the judgments. But more importantly, you're going to be certified as liars and enemies of the free press. You have totally jumped the shark. You are crazy. Your evil is only surpassed by your hubris, by your chutzpah, by your bravada. You are delusional. I don't care how big your studios are, Megyn Kelly. I have a bigger audience of people, and I have the smart people, not the idiots, that still believe you. I already knew about the clip they were using in editing. I'd already warned my parents, but my mother still was shocked by it. And when she heard the actual clip that I sent her 30 minutes later, I dug it up, she got pissed. And so did everybody else. So I'm going to play the clip one more time. They first talk about fake news, get people killed. And then they say, and then Trump supporters are going after Trump. Like Alex Jones said this. Not telling you that I had just done a rant before we went to break about how she's a mass murderer, a criminal, funding all these wars. I came, I saw he died. I'd played a promo video of her bloodthirsty and evil statements. I had a victim on that day that she had basically bullied, who'd been raped brutally. I was exposing what a predator Hillary is and talking about Bill and the Lolita Express and the pedophilia. And then I came back and I said, yeah, she personally chopped him up and murdered him, because under law, if you order something and know what you're doing and start a war, you then are responsible as if you did it personally. I'm a mafia capo and I order somebody to go kill somebody. I'm even more guilty because I organize it and I'm the boss, as if I physically did it. That's under law. And I explained all that in the long 10-minute, 15-minute piece that was November 4th. We're pulling it up now. I'm going to post the whole thing. But here's a few minutes of it. First, her with the edited version, then the unedited, what I really said, and then her coming back and saying, people like Alex Jones are going to get folks killed. Same thing Pelosi's daughter saying in The Nation and all over the news. She's saying, Alex Jones sent people to kill me. I'm scared. He said I'm trying to overthrow the election. He's a liar. Pizzagate, Pizzagate. He sent people to kill people. They're now tying the election and the electors that they're trying to get to switch, who they admit are getting death threats and harassed. They flip it around in the news in The Nation that I'm threatening the electors with zero proof. So you keep lying. Let's go ahead and play the tape.
Several pro-Trump websites. InfoWars' Alex Jones, a far-right web host, posted a YouTube video seen almost 500,000 times.
When I think about the children Hillary Clinton has personally murdered and chopped up and raped, I have zero fear standing up against her.
The rumor spread, inspiring some newfound internet sleuths to start digging around in John Podesta's hacked emails, searching for proof and location of the so-called sex ring.
So they're implying I started it.
What they found were numerous references to pizza.
There's what I actually said.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience.
A message to Hillary.
It's Alex Jones.
You can run on.
When I think about all the children Hillary Clinton has personally murdered and chopped up and raped, I have zero fear standing up against her.
Yeah, you heard me right. Hillary Clinton has personally murdered children.
Go tell that long tongue liar.
I just can't hold back the truth anymore. Hillary Clinton is one of the most vicious serial killers the planet's ever seen. Now, there's a twist to that. Am I talking about the devil worship story with her chief of staff, her campaign chairman, looking at the menu of blood and semen and body parts at the Aleister Crowley event, the private event? Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. I mean 200,000-plus dead Christians with her operation with Syria and her operation in Libya, and not let the Christians get out, and directing al-Qaeda and ISIS, who target and murder children and put them through sex slavery and throw Catholic priests off cliffs and kill people en masse and murder gays and everything else you can imagine, because they don't like peaceful people. And they con everybody that they're for open society and they love everybody. Anything they do is for degradation.
And someone could have been killed inside of your restaurant, yes, for no good reason other than people like Alex Jones fanned a conspiracy theory that even the D.C. police say has no basis in fact.
Yes, it's a pack of lies, and it's dangerous.
It's a pack of lies. Look, I don't know who this guy is. So I'm going to reserve comment on David Brock's boyfriend, but listen.
With an assault rifle and enter a family.
This is what they're doing. That clip is before I'd ever heard the word Pizzagate, talking about the Podesta emails and the Aleister Crowley garbage with him at events where they say we've got plenty of semen and blood for you to drink. This is mainstream news. They then turned that quote about Syria into Pizzagate.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm.
All right, I have masses of news to go over, but I mean, just quite frankly, I'm not gonzo journalism, as I've said a thousand times. I do not, most of the time. There are articles every day, even going back 10 years ago, attacking us, and they're just boring. He believes in Bigfoot and flying saucers and hates black people and Jews and is a bad person. There's no point in covering those articles. It's the same thing over and over again. But now, because that doesn't work, he's a Russian agent. I mean, there are mainstream headlines saying, is Jones an actual agent or just a dupe of Putin? No, I just don't want to go to war with Russia, and Russia's not doing anything to us, and China's all over us. I mean, I keep explaining. Chinese communists are running over us globally. 98% of rare earth minerals that are used in all the silicon, all the electronics, everything, are controlled by them. Is that a strategic problem? There was a global deal in 79 to hand over our infrastructure to them. The globalists sold us out in a long-term economic system to conquer us, but China wasn't supposed to, in the balance of power, ever leave its sphere of influence or dispute the South China Sea or Taiwan. By the 90s, they went back on that when Clinton was in office because they totally bought off the president and Hillary at the same time. Hillary and Bill are beholden to a lot of different foreign countries. That came out in the foundation, but it came out in the 90s. But the Chinese are who really hold the deed to the Clintons. And now the balance of power has gotten completely whacked out of shape. And that's why the first thing the Chinese did with Bush, remember, was to ground that aircraft and steal all the secret data off the AWACS. Well, now they're back at it. U.S. defense official, Chinese warship stole U.S. underwater drone. In international waters, South China Sea pulls right up. They say, stop it, don't do it. The Chinese ignore them, steal the submarine, and then run off with it, an act of war. Because they're claiming, because they built these sandcastles, they're claiming that they're allowed to do it. We've got a clip breaking this down, but I got to tell you, we ought to pull up the old unintentional comedy when they're flying over the island. Because people make fun of Mrs. Trump's accent. I think that's fine. You can make fun of Texas accents. I make fun of good old boys. I can, how you doing there, boy? Oh, ice rabbits. It's fun to make fun of people's accents. But, man, it sounds like a cartoon. When they're flying over the Chinese base, he's like, you go now, you know, nine, oh, what you doing? No, oh, me. I mean, it is hilarious. We ought to cue that back up. This time, they just ignore him completely. You American, you go now. You get. Here's the latest audio.
Well, China, trying to mark its territory in the disputed islands of the South China Sea, there's new satellite imagery that shows weapons systems have been installed on all seven of the islands built in those contested waters, apparently to guard against incoming cruise missiles. China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs will not acknowledge the specifics, but says the disputed islands are in China's territory and any construction is, quote, normal.
And they've got like thousand-year-old maps showing they had those. Yeah, and then you lost them. It doesn't matter. The point is it's one of the most, in fact, it's not one of the most, it's the busiest shipping thoroughfare in the world. It's just incredible. And they're building missile launching bases in the middle of it and even threatening nearby countries like the Philippines and saying, maybe the Philippines belongs to China. Yeah, why not? The Japanese took it in World War II. And thanks to Bill Clinton, they have the missile secrets to hit the United States now anywhere they want with multiple reentry devices, MIRV technology. The Chinese missiles, half the time can't even get off the ground until 1990s, and the Clintons helped to perfect it. Here's some of that audio.
This is calling U.S. military aircraft. Please identify yourself. I am United States military aircraft conducting lawful military activities outside national or international law.
This is a Chinese Navy.
It's really funny towards the end. He goes, you go now.
A foreign military airplane, you are approaching my military secret ear. Please go away quickly in order to run government.
station calling U.S. military aircraft. Please identify yourself.
Okay, in order to run documents with me.
He gets really funny later.
Please identify yourself.
You bad area, go!
This is a Chinese Navy. This
like John Belushi, who knows the samurai guy, hacking up the phone books. We'll be back with Roger Stone with breaking news. Stay with us.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Oh, yes, there is. I remember when. Why, just last week, CNN discovered a word called InfoWar. Now, the Washington Post started using it. The Daily Beast says that Facebook just kickstarted InfoWar in their plans to shut down the alt-right. Isn't that just special? Do they have any idea what they're walking into? Little case point example. I registered the name newswars.com 5 years ago, and I began building a site 6 months ago predicting all of this, and it's almost ready. Oh, we're ready for the news wars. We're ready to define the terms of our age. Because we know the real fight we're in, not the fantasy land. Roger Stone joins us with a lot of breaking news, big appointment news, and more. I also want to ask you about Megyn Kelly got caught airing a tape of me talking about Hillary personally authorizing, and by law that means she personally is responsible for rape, murder, and torture of hundreds of thousands of people in Syria and Libya. They took it, cut off the part where I say that, and edited it to say that I said Hillary's killing people in the bottom of a pizzeria and they fear for their lives. I don't want to sue these people, but man, I tell you, in the new year, there's going to be some lawsuits. Is it going to be against Facebook? Because we've already talked to the lawyers. That's why the Washington Post had to retract last week. You say people are Soviet agents and you say delist them, you're going to lose that suit. That's saying I'm a traitor. But it goes beyond that. You want to shut us down and block us from the internet without adjudicating it? That's prior restraint. That's gagging me. That is unprecedented. That is the essence of tyranny. The courts are going to eat them alive. They've hired Snopes to run it, run by George Soros. WikiLeaks said that he wanted control over licensing news. Imagine in court when we show the jury the WikiLeaks where the media premeditatedly lie, and then we say, tell us our stories that are false, and they roll in fake stuff we did, and we show them the real thing. Woo! Everything they say we said that's fake, we either didn't say or they edited it. We're going to destroy you. And that's not talk. Everybody knows what I do. I came here to defeat you people, not to lose, and we're going to win. We're going to Roger in a moment. I will tell you that we are going to sell out, and I've got to really commend my dad. I guess somebody took it out here. Can somebody bring me some Super Blue, please? It has colloidal silver. It has true nuclear iodine. That's why the toothpaste is white. When it oxidizes, it turns blue. My dad with the name Super Blue. My dad's a retired dentist, oral surgeon, chemist. And it is amazing. Now, we ordered a ton of this, and I can't believe it is going to sell out by tomorrow. It is going to sell out. I cannot believe it. It took 6 months to get this produced. They finally ran the big batch at the biggest lab in the country that makes the top organic toothpastes that are fluoride-free. Now, again, because we're private labeling, we're not supposed to say the name of the brand name, but it is you know, the top brand name out there, folks. Private label by us. But with silver, tea tree oil, peppermint, and, of course, iodine added. And it is amazing. You can sign up for auto ship, get an additional 10% off on top of the fact we have free shipping running right now. And we have massive, massive, massive discounts of 50% off on colloidal silver that we private label from the top lab in the country. Normally sells for $24 at Whole Foods under another name. We normally sell it for $19.95 under Silver Bullet. Perfectly produced, 30 parts per million, highest quality, true colloidal silver. There's a lot of garbage out there. And it's now $9.95. There's a bunch of other specials that will rock your world. DNA Force sold out. A bunch of stuff is on the verge of selling out. Now, we're going to run this special through the weekend, but the free shipping will continue. But you, to get it anywhere in the continental U.S. or Hawaii or Alaska or Guam or the Virgin Islands, any U.S. protectorate, you got to order by today. This has got to be shipped by tomorrow, and our little elves, right here in the same facility of our own shipping department, will have it out by tomorrow. And they're working overtime. They're working until midnight. And they love the overtime. They're Americans. They love to work. They love to fight. But even if you order by Monday, anywhere in the continental United States, huge discounts, take advantage of them, some of the biggest we ever offer. Living Defense, Parasite Cleanse, 30% off. Silver Bullet, Cold Store, 50% off. Rainforest, 33% off. Winter Sun, 25% off. DNA Force, that's sold out. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. Biodrew Selenium, 30% off. And a bunch of other specials. Hillary for President 2017 shirts. The Bill Clinton rape shirt. If you want to trigger the authoritarian minions, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And by next week, in fact, Skyhorse keeps calling me because I'm about to order 10,000 more. We're going to be carrying The Making of a President, the definitive inside baseball of what really happened with Trump and then what's happening during the appointments and right through. It'll be published literally the week before the inauguration and then start shipping out then. So we're talking 30 days till this baby drops or so. You'll be able to pre-order it at InfoWarsStore.com. But I don't care. Get it at Amazon right now. Drive it up to number one. So that it gets more attention. That's what the InfoWar is all about. Will we save the world just getting this book out? Well, maybe, because it's going to have a manifesto in it on a blueprint. If you want the, again, inside intel, a lot of it's public knowledge, what Bannon says, what Trump says, but the real plan to really make our poor the richest poor people in the world, our middle class the richest middle class, and our rich the most truly libertarian-based win-win scenario, Americana system. This is amazing. This is the you're going to read stuff in this book. You're not going to get anywhere else. So get that at thestonecoldtruth.com. Or you can also get Amazon.com by next week. It'll be available at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it, period. All right, joining us is Roger Stone. Roger, how stupid does the president look who set in about an hour and 10 minutes to give a press conference, his last supposed press conference, and they say it's going to be to go after Russia? He already talked to NPR yesterday and said he's going to get tough with them. He called Putin personally to say he's aware that Putin did it, even though all the heads of intelligence are saying it's not true. My CIA connections last week said it wasn't true and that Clapper would come out. It happened. Can't believe how high-level my sources are. I mean, they're as high as they go, obviously, but you know, this is very high-level, the CIA, the military. I called five sources last week to confirm my analysis, and it's dead on. So it's a total fraud, a total hoax. Lynch has left the sinking ship. She says no Russian hack. Clapper, the head of all intelligence, says it. So now the Chinese grab one of our submarines, an unmanned submarine, a drone. That we've had those for 50 years. So they're acting like it's something new. In the South China Sea, they're building missile launching bases, you name it. I don't want war with anybody, but it's China and the communists that are in our business. And they gave massive amounts of money to Hillary. They bragged about it. So did the Saudis. But then there's no proof of Russia, and they say we're Russian agents. So you and I privately have talked about some lawsuits because I'm not a litigious person, but I have sued twice for libel and won because I'm not going to sit here and be defamed as a damn Russian agent. And I know you said that's your line in the sand, Roger Stone.
Well, first of all, Alex, let me say there's a great deal of happiness and joy in the Stone household this morning because the postman brought the family supply of Trump is my president T-shirts for our annual family picture. So everybody sitting around here is tickled. Folks, if you don't have one of these yet, you need it for Inauguration Day. Wherever you are, even if you're not in Washington, you need to be wearing this to stand proud that you were part of this revolution and that you don't mind the torrent of abuse we have to take from the intolerant left and the establishment. Anyway, Alex, to go to your point, we are in a classic disinformation campaign. Barack Obama and his Clintonite allies are taking two and two and making it add to six. The White House press spokesman yesterday launched a personal attack on me, saying that Trump learned of the Russian hacking from his friend Roger Stone, who admits he had a relationship with Assange. All of that is false. I've been very forthright about the fact that I had a long distance communications with Assange through an intermediary who happened to be a friend, and that I had unspecified political dynamite.
That's right. I forgot to tell the crew.
The subject of it was not known to me. No one ever told me this came from the Russians. These are all just lies to justify, a false narrative.
By the way, I forgot to tell the crew. I dropped the ball for this interview today. There's video on YouTube of the press briefing. Guys, just try to pull up as quick as you can. Just click date added, Josh Earnest, Roger Stone. He says, maybe. Roger Stone.
It's a classic smear. Then today in the Washington Post, a near hysterical op-ed by John Podesta, who yet recycles the canard that I knew that he'd been hacked before he had. No, based on my own independent research and a piece I published on his corruption regarding an investment bank, none of which came from or is reflected in the WikiLeaks, I knew he was going to get bad press, which is why I said it's his turn in the barrel. Remember the context. He and his quisling friends are unloading on Manafort with half-truths and lies and fabricated documents with the assistance of Ukrainian intelligence to try to discredit Manafort. Where
they drew first blood. You right. Simply pointed out the uranium deals and the banking deals with him and his brother.
So we counterattacked, and now they are criticizing for us. Also, this idea that Trump called on the Russians to release it because Stone told them Trump that the Russians were the hackers, disregards what was happening at the time. They were already attacking him for being in league with Putin and being a traitor for his country. Alex, this is the new McCarthyism.
where you
well, I mean, Roger,
patriotism of those who don't want the war that they want.
Well, Roger, I mean, it was purely clear back in July, 5-6 months ago, that he's being demonized as a Russian agent. They're claiming you're a Russian agent. And he sarcastically says, I know nothing about the Russians. I don't even know who did this. He said, but if they do have it, release it, because it's the Democrats committing the crimes. Who cares where the secret illegal emails come from? She has an illegal server with at least 6 governments on it. She's committed 10,000 times the crimes of Petraeus or other people. So that's the point. They keep changing the subject. It's like the Union
Act. In Podesta, in a move called Leading with Your Chin, yet repeats the falsehood that the 650,000 emails that were found by the NYPD that belonged to Abedin and her husband, Anthony Weiner, were benign and that they contained nothing, and that the FBI did a painstaking examination of them over 2 days. That is pure, unadulterated bullshit. It's not true. I have talked to sources who have seen those documents. Those documents will see the light of day. The American people will see what was there. The NYPD was pressured on the Monday before the election not to contradict the FBI. And I think, in fact, DOJ threatened to indict additional New York police officers in the Eric Garner case if they publicly disagreed. So this was a Clinton campaign gambit, yet carried out again by Mr. Comrie.
Let me raise this point. We're 34 days out from President Trump. Clearly, Nancy Pelosi's daughter now claims she has 60-something, but all but one are Democrats. The other one is a sub-Democratic party, but it's still a Hillary voter. So all but one are Republicans. We now have Republican electors all over the record saying, I'm being death threatened. People are coming to my house. Meanwhile, Pelosi's daughter is on Fox News saying, I'm sending people to kill her with no proof. What do we do about this next level of deception?
Well, every time I think it's time to stop the steal down, because it was utilized as a grassroots vehicle to stop Ted Cruz and the Republican establishment from stealing the nomination for Trump at the convention. It was used to detect ballot fraud later in the Republican primaries. There needed to be a challenge to some seated Cruz delegates that we think were elected through less than legal methods. It served to look at ballot security and particularly machine security during the general election. And now, you know, we have to remain vigilant because we're yet in another campaign. This is not just unorchestrated events. This is the Soros game plan. First, harp endlessly over the popular vote, which does not elect our president. Then, secondarily, launch the phony recounts in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania.
Then claim the Russians stole the election.
Right, produced naught, but yet the state tried to destabilize Trump. And then punch three, here's a golden oldie we heard as their campaign theme throughout the whole campaign, the Russians did it. Stone, Trump, Jones, these people are traitors to their country. I mean, crushing the patriotism of those you oppose is outrageous. They're the ones who march to a foreign god, not us. We're Americans.
That's right. They march to globalism and multinationals totally controlling our country, and then they invert it and blame it on us. Megyn Kelly aired an edited tape where I'm talking about Hillary funding people to kill Christians in Syria. I say it in a 1-minute clip. She airs 30 seconds and says, I'm talking about this pizza place. I mean, there's got to be some point. I mean, I guess her ratings are plunging. I guess her audience.
Well, I'm sure that you have a video response to that up. But look, this is the same Megyn Kelly who was paid $6 million for her TV contract at Fox and then was given another $6 million for her book by Lachlan Murdoch, a book she didn't particularly want to do, a book that sat dormant until a chapter was inserted into it much later, falsely claiming that Roger Ailes had sexually assaulted her. So, in essence, she took $6 million to bear false witness about Ailes. I speak for no other case. I think Ailes is an honest guy who's been mugged.
I some of these allegations go back 30 years. I have no idea. But in the case of Megyn Kelly, I do know. Roger Ailes never, ever acted inappropriately with this woman. She took $6 million in return for publicly saying so, so that Lachlan and his brother could finish the coup d'etat and that CNN could become under the control of the, pardon me, that Fox could come under the control of the globalists.
Well, absolutely. And then there's Murdoch at the White House yesterday. But, I mean, just look at how she says he hugged her too tight once.
No, hugged her inappropriately. Look, this is an absurdity. Ailes was set up and mugged in very quick fashion because he was an obstacle to Hillary's election, and they knew it. Roger Ailes is a fighter. And
oh, we saw Fox take a major.
He was not going to let them cover up the facts. He was going to report the facts about Hillary because he was running a news organization.
Sure. Well, I mean, we saw a major globalist left turn as soon as Ailes was gone. I mean, the next day.
Well, and that's why it's, I just have this feeling that the folks I do like there, like Judge Napolitano and Judge Jeanine Pirro and others who take on Trump's opponents like Sean Hannity are not going to be there long. That's my fear. I mean, they want to turn Fox into CNN. They want to turn it into worse. They want to turn it into the Sky Channel.
That's right. We're going to come back and talk about some of the appointments coming up, how Trump's doing, and more with Roger Stone. Then I'm going to shift gears into the fourth hour, and we've left that open, ladies and gentlemen, to talk to Dr. Steve Pachinik and take your phone calls. I want to ask him about this supposed CIA report as well.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Oh, speaking of that Trump clip from July, I said days before. I didn't tell him this personally. I didn't talk to him then, other than that few days. I said, Trump should just come out and say, of course the Russians should release it if they did. Who cares? It changed the subject of all the criminality in the WikiLeaks. But I said it's probably U.S. intelligence. Now it's come out. Two British ambassadors, experts, judges, intel people, Clapper, the attorney general, they're all saying Russia didn't hack because they didn't. Meanwhile, the Saudi Arabians are in the front page of newspapers saying, we funded Hillary 20%. The Chinese are saying it. But that's all okay. The illegals voting, all that foreign influence, the big corporate money, that's okay. The Russians did it. You didn't vote for Hillary. I mean, you didn't vote for Trump because you have your own mind. You did it because they were mind controlling you. Here's Trump. From his press conference.
Why do I have to get involved with Putin? For I have nothing to do with Putin. I've never spoken to him. I don't know anything about him other than he will respect me. He doesn't respect our president. And if it is Russia, which is probably not, nobody knows who it is, but if it is Russia, it's really bad for a different reason, because it shows how little respect they have for our country when they would hack into a major party and get everything. But it would be interesting to see. I will tell you this. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press. Let's see if that happens. That'll be next. Yes, sir.
Okay, so he's very clear. He says no one knows who did it, but if you do have him, release it. They're saying he knew because of Roger Stone, and so he was working with the Russians. He was very clear. So again, they don't even show you what Trump actually said. They misrepresent again. This is why the dinosaur media is dying, Roger.
His revisionism act, it's Soviet style revisionism where you rewrite history. Look, if you look at Craig Murray, the former UK ambassador, who says that the DNC documents were never hacked, they were leaked, they were handed over by someone, most likely this fellow Seth Rich, who takes several in the back, and that has never been explained.
And his mother says she thinks he was basically killed by the DNC. Absolutely. So they're so desperate they're trying to rewrite history, but we're countering them in real time. What does this signify? I mean, where would you say the enemy is right now? This is a football game.
Well, look, there's a coordination between the Russian hysteria they're trying to kick up, and they're even using the bully pulpit not only of the president to push that whole theme, but now to use it to attack me by name. I'm honored to have the president of the United States think that I am that effective. I am, however, not an agent for the Russians. I had no advanced knowledge of any hacking. I only knew through my own contacts that Assange had unspecified political dynamite, things that were capable of roiling the race. Anyone who will go back and look at an earlier interview with him will see that he says this himself.
I know. And Assange has come out and said the mainstream media has no more credibility. They're less and less credible. Let's shift gears. We need 5 more minutes. That's great if you can't understand.
Yes.
Let's get into who would be the best face of this administration as press secretary?
Well, look, I have read at Politico that Kimberly Guilfoyle from Fox News is being talked to about this job. Now, people, although she is undeniably absolutely beautiful, if one looks at her track record in her career, a former prosecutor who never lost a case, someone at the top of her class in both college and law school, someone who has exceeded in everything they have done, whip smart, understands the media, and has been a strong supporter of Donald Trump. I think she is ideal. The Washington Examiner yesterday reported that Sean Spicer, who works for the Republican National Committee and was their spokesman, this would be the same Sean Spicer who said that if Trump didn't get his poll numbers up, the party should rescind its financial support.
This guy's been stabbing him in the back. Plus, this lady likes Trump. She knows Trump. She speaks great Spanish. She's really smart. We need to get her in. We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks. Back in 70 seconds. Yeah. Five more minutes with Stone.
Visit GCN.
And we're going to get this whole CIA thing and more.